This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Christian Crusaders welcomes you to today's broadcast. Are you one of those who would love to do great things for the Lord and His kingdom, but feel inadequate? Well, we have some great news for you today in the sermon. Please stay tuned.
There are many people who tell me that they would like to do something great for the Lord, but they don't think that they are capable of doing it. If you be one of these people, I want to assure you that God has some good word for you today as He talks about individual devotions. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father, we know that You are anxious to enter into a conversation with us, that You may talk with us about those personal things that are bothering us, and that You can show us in Your Word where there are great power to overcome these difficulties and to be great men and women for Jesus Christ. Lord, speak to us today through this inspired Word. We ask it in Your holy name. Amen. Friends in Christ. In my parental home, we generally had family devotions nearly every day. We'd read a portion of Scripture, talk about it perhaps, or even have a little devotional booklet that was given to us by the church or one that we might have purchased, and we would see what the writer had to say about God's Word there. And then one of us would pray a brief prayer, and that would be it. God had left our family with a thought. How long we remembered it, how well we put it to practice, I don't know. But it was a great, great experience as I look back on those early years of my life to see these devotions go on regularly, just as regularly as the food came to the table. So the devotional book was with it. I remember then one of these devotions, and I don't know how old I was, but I remember there was a verse of Scripture that really impressed me, and this is a part of our text today. Let me read you the text, and then we'll go back to that verse. It's in the 15th chapter of the Gospel of St. John, where John writes, or Jesus says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. You remain in me, and I will remain in you." What a promise. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine, neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my word remains in you, whatever you wish, and it will be given to you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples. The verse that grabbed me, people, and is still with me today, is this verse 5. And if you're not acquainted with it, I would urge you to underline it on your Bible and commit it to memory. I am the vine, that's Jesus. You are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. Now listen to how I have heard this again and again. It is not emotionalism. It is coming right from the heart of God's word. There is emotion with it. But here is the objective message. I am the vine, you are branches. If a man remains in me, and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, Homer Larson, you can do nothing. Let's say that I was 15 years of age, and now I'm 88. All of those years, Jesus has been saying, I am the vine, you are the branches. You abide in me and you'll do great things. But apart from me, and you have a little ego, I can see, God said to me, you sometimes have some pride. I want you to know that apart from me, you can do nothing. Now, isn't this a marvelous passage of Scripture? Jesus refers to him as a vine and the gardener, and we are the branches. If the branches bears good fruit, he prunes it, that it may bear better fruit. But if it doesn't, and it's dead, he cuts it off. It's gone. Will it ever come back? We leave that to God. But that is what he is saying. You are already made clean, he said. Now that tells us who he is writing to. He's not writing to just the world and anybody who comes along. He is writing to those who have been made clean in him, who lives in a personal relationship with him. And it says, you remain in me, not just to have a conversion experience, not just to suddenly realize that I'm spiritually awakened and God is with me, but you remain in me and I will remain in you. Because again, remember, no branch can bear fruit by itself. We try to do that often, do we not? That's what this devotion is at today. And it's devotions like these that we should have alone or with our family, just the most intimate ones, that he may speak to us. Jesus is a vine. we are the branches. Remember now then, according to this text, for we don't want it to say something that it doesn't say, you who bear the name of Jesus Christ, he wants you to bear fruit, to grow in grace, and to see how he can really use you. You know, it's necessary for us to be positive once in a while, people along this line. I was reminded of that a few weeks ago when I sat in an excellent Bible class taught at our church. An opportunity where people have the right to voice their own feelings and see where God is, and you can easily see that these people have had some kind of an experience along life's way and continue to have it, and they know Jesus Christ personally. A man that night, well educated, a real Christian gentleman, started the day by saying, I have a question for the class. And it was words to these effect, there is nothing that I see in my life that is really bringing glory to God. And he elaborated. And that caused another person to say something of the same nature. I couldn't hold myself any longer. And I said to this first gentleman, let me give you some good news. See who's sitting beside you. You take your arm and put it around her. She's your daughter. On the other side is your wife. You were concerned who you married. You wanted to know that you had a believer. She wanted the same. And from that home, there have come children. One is with you today, very talented, a great person you can see, who is planning to give her life to the Lord Jesus, has already given it, and will offer many fruits to the Savior. By the grace of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, along the way, you have said in your home, use our home, God. And there is a fruit. Thank you for the encouragement, he said. That is the encouragement that comes from Jesus. Because he says in our text today, apart from me, you can do nothing, but with you, you can do many great things. What is greater in life for us? To raise our children around the throne of grace, that they may grow up to know the Lord Jesus Christ and love him. And I believe that that takes a Christian home first that has fed the children through the years. Let me give you one other example of that day. Another couple sitting there. I've heard them say that it has been very, very difficult. I remember when those two people were not Christians. They belonged to our church, but they openly admitted they were not Christians until someone else invited them in a personal conversation to come to the Lord Jesus Christ and empowered by the Holy Spirit to receive him into their lives. First, the mother did it. One night, she called her little girl into the dinner. And the little girl was hesitant in coming. But her mother went to the door again and said, come on in. We're going to eat. And so the little girl came in. And I guess they must have started some devotions in that home too. Because when the little girl had her turn to pray in that devotion, these are the words that she uttered, and I will never forget them to my dying day. Jesus, thank you for giving me a new mommy. If you abide in me and I abide in you, you will bear much fruit. a father and a mother working with their family, praying to God that the day would come when all before the throne of grace would confess Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. That cannot be done by a mother and a father just by deciding, well, we're really going to be a public witness to them now. They need to see it. They need to feel it. They need to hear it. And we need to be told, apart from us, from me, you can do nothing, my friends. But with me, just turn around and see what power I'm giving to you. What words you're able to speak that otherwise you were not used to speaking. Oh, it's a marvelous, marvelous word of God. Underline it in your book. Commit it to memory. And know that in Jesus Christ, you're going to be great people for God. I think of it sometimes when people are facing death. And I live, as I've told you before, in this retirement center, and all of us are very, very close to it. And they say, I wonder what's on the other side. Only this morning in a conversation, a well-churched woman, not from our church, but it could have been, said, I'm concerned about this dying. Oh, I hope that I will get there to heaven. You know what? If that lady will take her Bible and we'll turn to John 14, very familiar passage. You probably know what I'm going to say. Jesus says to her, Ma'am, I have gone to prepare a place for you. And if I have gone and prepared a place for you, I will come again and get you, that where I am, there you may be also, and you know the way. And if she had come back and said, I don't know the way. That's my problem. I'm trying to live a good life. See how that trying comes in? Apart from you, you can do nothing. Apart from you, you can never know that your sins are forgiven. Apart from you, you can never know that you're going to go to heaven. But apart from me, this is my word to you. I, the Lord Jesus, am the way and the truth and the life. And no one will ever come to the Father but by me. Is it not clear enough? You see what can happen in a devotion? Pray to God that it will happen in the church service too. Because we need to hear that gospel every single Sunday. But then it needs to be followed up when you and I are in the quietness of our home. And then Jesus says, I want to have a few minutes with you. Just a few. And you are able to listen to him say to you, Ma'am, oh, he'll make it much more personal, but I do not want to give out any names. I am the way. I died on the cross for your sins. I was raised again. I can bestow upon you my Holy Spirit, and if by the power of the Holy Spirit you will say, come into my heart, Lord Jesus, he'll come in. That's what a home devotion is all about. Jesus is a good example of that. Remember that while he was here on this earth, he was a God-man. He was true God, but he is also true man. And the Bible tells us that he has been in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Don't you think that on that Gethsemane experience, that night that he was betrayed, that he needed help? And he went into the Garden of Gethsemane with the 11. And he took three of them, Peter, James, and John, and went into the inner garden. And then he said to the disciples, you stay here, and he went on further alone. What did he pray? Father, if it is possible, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. You see, there he is. In his human state, he was explaining to us in action that apart from God, apart from my Father, I can do nothing. And so we say, apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, we can do nothing. Isn't that a marvelous, marvelous example? And then what about your home and your family? Are you so busy that you can't do this every day? Can't you just take out a few minutes? Just think what a wonderful experience that would be if your children could hear you, mother and dad, pray, to give your comments on what was read in the scriptures. I'm sure that those words, no matter where those children might go in the days that are ahead, will never forget that lasting impression. It doesn't have to be long. But I wonder, I know I couldn't, and I don't want to misinterpret my text, but I wonder if we can afford to get along one day after another without taking God's word, reading it, meditating upon it, applying it to our lives, and then praying, Lord Jesus, apart from you, I can do nothing. Help me, I pray. This is my will, and I give it to you, praying that it is your will too. Amen.
Have thine own.
Father in heaven, we pray that we may let that word of God find its place in our hearts. Help us to understand that we can do nothing in the building of your kingdom apart from you. We can really not have much of a home life unless the power of the Holy Spirit, working through the Word of God, has drawn us closer to our Savior. Lord, we pray that we may follow what the old hymn said. As George Beverly Shea sings it to us, have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Thou art the potter, but I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will, while I am waiting, yielded and still. Amen.
You have been listening to Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. May today's program inspire you in a real way to take time to read the Word of God and pray with your family on a daily basis. Christian Crusaders extends a sincere thanks to every one of our listeners who has sent a charitable contribution this year. Your gifts enable us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, and for that we are truly grateful. If you are able to do so, please consider a tax-deductible donation to Christian Crusaders. These can be sent to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613, or call us at 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. Hundreds of archived sermons are available on our website, where you can also find daily devotions, order DVDs, and much more. Visit us online, if you will, at christiancrusaders.org. If you would like a CD or printed copy of today's sermon, please write to us at Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. You may also call our toll-free number at 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. We're pleased that you chose to listen and invite you to tune in every Sunday for worship with us. Christian Crusaders is now in its 76th year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.